You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It's another new week. Should be an interesting one. Big announcement coming up on Wednesday. Around this time on ESPN New Orleans. You might want to tune in. Kind of a big deal. Definitely for us. I think you're going to like the news as well. Over the weekend, it's just continuing. It really honestly is.
Folks.
Alvin Gentry.
That's a haul, folks.
Oh, the hits keep coming. He needs his own clothing line, everything. You know that's going to be on a T-shirt. People already printing that. That's a haul, folks, to go with Anthony Davis's That's All Looney Tunes shirts. And the Bleep Yeah shirt. I mean, I think he has his own clothing line. I mean, he really honestly does. That's definitely what I think should be taking place. Friday, Zion Williamson introduced to local media in a big press conference, the Q&A. I'm going to play a portion of that here as well because I think there are a lot of things in that on Friday, which was supposed to be at 3 o'clock. Wound up going up to like 4:30 traffic and him coming. Literally, he got out the van. He got over here and then or obviously at the Pelicans facility, and boom, they put him right up there, and it was going. There were things said in that press conference, though, that I thought were eye-opening in a lot of different areas, confirmed a lot of, not speculation, of thought processes from people that cover the team, including myself, as to where this team is going to go and how they're trying to construct and build this team. And we'll get into that here. If you listened to it or if you didn't, I'm going to play that for you so you can hear it as well. It was around 15 minutes, and it was, I thought, very eye-opening in a lot of different areas. And what I thought was really cool, not only, obviously, Zion trying to soak all this in and, you know, and things of that nature, but it's what David Griffin really said. So I want you to hear, as we're going to get into this and play it after we set up this, the show, there's in particular things that David Griffin lets us in on how they're going to construct the team, what they want to do with the team, and really where they want to go from here. I thought it was pretty incredible from that. In particular, as you'll hear here as we play it, it's simple. It is they want to build a defensive team. They're building around Alvin Gentry's system, which is what I said last week for all those people. Hey, he ain't convinced. It doesn't matter if he ain't convinced you or not. He's convinced David Griffin. They're drafting and bringing in players based off of Alvin Gentry's system. Defensive-minded. There was a phrase he used that Coach Gentry, I think, referenced it to the Zion, rebound and run. They're going to defend, and if you miss the shot, they're off and running once they grab the rebound. So for a lot of y'all last year that watched and didn't care for the lack of defense, I don't think it's going to be the issue this go around. So plenty to get into. I'm going to play this a little. And then Sharif Oshak's going to meet us at 12:15 as he was there over the weekend as Zion helped dedicate a court over in New Orleans East at a playground. And Alvin Gentry is just too cool for words right now. But he keeps coming up the phrase, get up this morning, used it. Jalen Rose and Marcus Spears, both are like, we love it. We love the fact that I love it. That's a haul, folks, in reference to what the Pelicans got in return now, as we all know, from Anthony Davis, a couple first-round picks, a couple of first-rounders, some second-rounders, the works that David Griffin was able to turn all this in. Coming up at 1:30, we'll give you a little breakdown of what's going on right now. Second half just underway. It just started. Spain and the U.S., almost back-to-back goals as the U.S. scored first and then Spain tied it up on really an era by the goalkeeper trying to clear it out and made it 1-1. So inside the 47th minute, again, just underway in the second. This is a knockout stage. U.S. loses, they're going home in the Women's World Cup. So taking on Spain right now, and we'll get you posted if anybody obviously scores. And then Coach Kenny Farrell at 1:30 to break down what happened yesterday in the game. Cameroon and England, lots of people talking about that because of the behavior of the Cameroon players. We'll get into that here as well. Plus, the men had a Gold Cup game over on Saturday, 4 goals for them. We'll hear what Coach had to say about all of this and more. So all of that's coming up. And then in the third hour, Andrew Lopez could be stopping by TimeSpeakUNOLA.com and get his thoughts as to really from Thursday to really now, just everything that has to do with Pelicans and NBA. NBA awards are today. NBA awards. Do you think it's James Harden or Giannis? Join the intern. Harden or Giannis that gets the MVP today? The MVP award. It's hard to, obviously, you look at the numbers averaging 30 plus that James Harden does and you go, oh, it's got to be him. But my thing is simple. I think it's most valuable player, most important player, however you want to put it that way. I'm going to make the case for Giannis. You're saying Harden over here. You're mouthing Harden. I'm going James Harden. I mean, Giannis, while you say Harden. All right, so we already split right there. I mean, no one had the Bucks with the most wins in the NBA regular season, right? And they had a chance to go to the finals, didn't close out. Played a little bit more of an experienced team and made some mistakes there towards the end of their playoff run. But I'm going Giannis. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you want to give your opinion as to where you would go with the MVP vote as well. But I think one of the things that, again, that stood out to me, and I don't know if you got a chance to hear it totally, between Zion, was pretty cool. So this was back on Friday, again, late afternoon, early evening, in case you missed some portions or not. This was Joe Myers. He was hosting the event. Zion walks up and is standing next to him. And, this is what he had to say.
When you saw Fulton Street.
Wow. Okay. I saw fans that loved this team. I mean, the love they showed from what I saw in the video was incredible. Especially, I didn't think I deserved all that. It wasn't pretty much. But, I mean, it was just passion for the team. So that's what I saw from it.
Yeah, and I also wanted to point out, because you're Spartanburg, South Carolina, and it's you're in the region. So when I say we, the South, it's got to be a comfort zone for you to be so close to home as well.
Yeah, it is very comfortable knowing that I'm pretty close to home, that I can get on a short flight and go back to South Carolina anytime.
Now, you played for an amazing head coach who I've been able to work with before in Coach K. So tell us about working with Coach K and what you're going to take forward as well.
Working with Coach K was a different experience. Because he's coached all the greats. So, I mean, he would tell you, I don't know who told you guys you were good, but you're not. he'd be like, I've seen Kobe, I've seen Jordan, I've seen LeBron. You guys aren't there yet. So, I mean, he always kept us grounded. And he would always tell us to just be ourselves and just try to keep the game as simple as possible.
And I don't know if you saw the, and I tweeted it out, it was about a 2-minute conversation with Coach K talking about Zion. So obviously, he waits till you're gone to praise you, because he did say some amazing things about Zion and his ability. And especially more as a person, believe it or not, than as a basketball player, which is the best part of it all for all of us, because, and I still can't believe you're not 19 years old yet. So finally, before we open up to the local media, style of play. Because you've seen Alvin's style of play. Are you in shape?
Am I in shape? Well, I mean, I don't think you guys would have drafted me if that was the case. But I think I'm in pretty good shape.
Okay. All right. Because 82 games, Greyhound races personified. You know, we start games around here. Here comes Lucky, basically. They throw it up. And what I did like, Alvin gave you some advice, right? Rebound and run?
Yes. He said, if I get the rebound, just push it.
I like that. Don't draw it up. Don't look over your shoulder. Don't look for me for a play. Play. You've got great natural instincts. We know that. We are really excited to have Zion here. And I've got more questions, but I know you guys do as well. So if you raise your hand and identify yourself, we will get some questions as well from the media. And Zion, you're perfect. Anybody over there? There we go. And please identify your affiliation as well.
Malika Andrews, ESPN. Zion, I'm curious, how many text messages have come into your phone in the last 24 hours? And who are you hearing from people you haven't heard from in 10 years? Or what's the nature of those types of texts?
Wow. I'm just jumping into it. Well, if I'm being honest, not too many, because I recently changed my phone number.
Very smart move. You're way ahead of the game. All right, next question. Good question.
Yeah, Will Guillory with The Athletic. People always comment about your humility and the way you kind of handle all this attention. I wonder how has it been overwhelming at all to see the amount of love you've received from this franchise and people around the city?
No, it hasn't been overwhelming at all, because the thing that keeps me grounded is I just always think about the times when, like, it was just me, my stepdad, and the basketball on an outdoor court. So that's all I need to keep me grounded.
Zion Rod Walker from the New Orleans Advocate. Can you just talk us through the last 24 hours and tell us what that's been like for you, just the whole whirlwind?
It's been just a lot. You can't even I'm still taking it in. You know, I dreamt about having my name called by the commissioner since I was a little kid, and for him to call my name first meant even more to me. And having my family and friends there to support me, I think, just made that moment much better. And as of the rest of it, it's just sleep, get on a plane, and press conference.
Ali.
Zion, Ali Cosell with the Bird Rights. Have you had a chance to talk to Jrue Holiday? And what do you know about him? Have you watched him play before, anything like that? What do you know about his game?
No, I have not had a chance to speak with Jrue Holiday. I don't really know too much about his game, but I know that he's for his team, because that's what everybody says, and I can't wait to get on the court with him.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. He is the total team player. Numbers mean nothing to him. He just wants to win. Doesn't care how you get there. He cares about W's. Next question. Go right ahead.
Zion, Josh Barron, WLOX TV. I'm looking on the roster here, and I don't see anybody wearing the number 12. So are we going to get a throwback from you and see the number 12? I know that you're used to one being at Duke, but I know that you just got here as well. So I was just wondering if we might see the number 12 back in effect.
I think I'm going to just stick with number one.
Go right ahead.
Andrew Smith, Bourbon Street Shots. I just wanted to know, do you have a favorite thing about New Orleans culture since your last visit here?
A favorite thing. It's a lot. Even though I was here for like 24 hours, I'm gonna just say the family feel that I just got from just walking around. Like, you know, people here were just welcoming. They didn't come up. They came up and like spoke for like a minute and just went on about their day. They didn't hold me up or anything. They just said, you're gonna love the city and everybody's family, and that's the vibe I've been getting.
going to play a little bit more of that coming up bottom of the hour. Got to hit the break so we can get to Sharif Eishak from Channel 6 WDSU. You know, he went and was part of a court dedication the next day on Saturday. And what was crazy was there were some people lined up on the outside, and you can see it on the Pell's Twitter site and the website. And it was just a bunch of people there take pictures to kind of see it, that kind of got up past the clinic a little later. And he walked over to them. They were shouting out restaurant recommendations, where to go eat, where to go hang out. And what I thought was cool is he walked over there and just started conversing with him and talking to him. And what I mean by that is I've been to a lot of these dedications or charity events and even hosted them in the past. And the principal athlete or player or star, celebrity guest, whatever you have, they do what they have to do. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They're there, but they're right next to the media relations person. They're looking at their watch. If other people come and talk to them, you know, it's, you know, how much long you got, what have you. My point is, it stood out. And it wasn't to just me. I talked to several people that were there. It's something that stood out. So I think he's genuinely that kind of guy that's reaching out and connecting. And I tweeted on Saturday, if he can do that, you're going to be going a long way to doing what the Saints do. When you watch the black and gold play, you feel like those are your guys. You got their backs. They're playing for you. If he can do that for the basketball team, watch out. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firms. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King at 504-909-KING. Sharif is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Ooh-wee, it's the summer pickup event at Barker Kia. Do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do during the summer pickup event at Barker Kia? This is what we can do. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX-V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP. And you want a little bit more? How about right now? Take $8,000 off the MSRP when you choose the new 2019 Kia Stinger. That's the hottest new four-door sports car around. Also, come do yourself a favor. Come check out the new 2020 Kia Telluride. That is the SUV everybody in the world is talking about it, and we got it in Houma. Now, those are the real deals we have during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia in Houma or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember, that's strength and laughter.
19KT034. MSRP 27850. 2,000 diligence discount. 3,000 customer care. Stock number 19KT06. MSRP 36945. 4,000 diligence discount. 4,000 customer care. 19KO26. MSRP 4059. 1,500 diligence discount. 3,000 customer care. 1,000 bonus discount. So CTNL. See dealer for detail. Offer ends June 1st, 2019.
If you want your car or truck to get the best treatment there is, there's only one place to go on the bayou, and that's Raceland Auto Center. Your vehicle is one of your most trusted and valued assets. When it starts to give you trouble, you want to take it to a place you can trust. At Raceland Auto Center, there are no appointments necessary, honest, reliable mechanics, and faster service. They'll also give you the small-town prices that the dealerships can't. Raceland Auto Center, 3913 Highway 308, where repeat customers become family.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Still 1-1 Spain and the U.S. in the Women's World Cup. 61st minute. U.S. with possession right now is trying to get on the board. This is a knockout round. Loser goes home. Winner advances. Speaking of winners, Sharif Eishak, Channel 6 Deportes, was over at the event on Saturday. His tweets kind of viral. that the That's a Haul folks had to get on SportsCenter a little bit for using it without credit. It's up there. Sharif, I saw it this morning on Get Up. It had its own segment at 7:56 this morning. It was Jalen Rose. It was Greeny. And also Marcus Spears talking about it. They all loved what Coach Gentry did. And up there, upper right-hand corner, I saw your Twitter handle. What's up, Sharif? How are you, buddy?
Well, thank God somebody gave me a little bit of credit.
I had to say something. Dude, I want to get into so much, obviously, that's taken place. But from Thursday to now, man, really, it's almost remarkable. I keep using the phrase, don't pinch me. But from Thursday's Draft Fest to what you saw out there, you were in amongst the crowd there as well. It's pretty incredible, wasn't it?
I mean, you couldn't really ask for a better haul, to be honest with you. They got a lot. They got a lot in the Anthony Davis trade, a lot of young talent, you know, and they set themselves up for a nice, you know, long run for the future. I mean, you got nothing but like 18 to 21-year-olds on this team now to develop for the next 3 or 4 years. They're in a really good spot. I mean, I guess you can't really ask for a much better future and all the draft picks they're going to still have down the line. And it looks good future-wise, and this is what, like, I think many Pelicans fans were hoping, you know, to get that winning culture started, and this is a good start.
You know, one of the things that was interesting, we were there, obviously, at Draft Fest, just to see the emotion in what it was, just people want to be around it. I think just sort of experience it. And, look, that's kind of what New Orleans sort of is, right? You kind of want to just be a part of the party and just kind of say you were there and everything. What was your reaction, I guess, just from that day on to Friday, you know, when he came in town? Just reaction, just your friends, your family, what you see in and around town.
I have not seen so much hype and excitement for this franchise ever. Like, I have never seen such a thing, the draft party they had at Fulton Alley. That was just amazing. I know the city can party for any reason whatsoever, but for when the fans to turn out the way they did, Thursday was just something special. And it just shows you, like, they believe in what's going on with Griffin and Gail Benson and everyone on the staff, that, you know, they believe that they're going to build a winner for them. And, you know, the city, they're loyal. It's culture. Sports here is part of the culture, and they want a winner just like the Saints, and that's what they're going to build. And fans trust in Gail, and they trust in Dave. They trust in all that front office to do that, and I think they're buying in. And the excitement, I mean, every time I go to the gym, every time I'm outside, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of bagging on? You know, it's just nonstop since May 14th, and it has not stopped. And that's a great thing. That's what you want.
At Sharif WDSU is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Sharif, and then you go to Friday, and you see the introductory press conference, and he walks in, and you can just see, for a lot of people, it was their first time to sort of be in front of him and see that personality. And you got to see it again on Saturday. It really is who he is, right?
I mean, he says it 100 times so far. He's a simple guy. That's pretty much what he is. Simple guy, very likable, approachable. He fits in. He was just already talking to the fans, or just talking to people just like they were, you know, his friends. And that's what you want. You want that in your superstar. And, you know, I have nothing. I don't know what else to say about it other than the guy is very a likable person, and that's what you want. You want a likable superstar that you can sell. I mean, he is going to sell in multiple ways, and that's an exciting brand right there.
Sharif, we've been a part of it. I said it right before we came to you and went to break. We've all been a part of events like you were on Saturday, and even AD, Saints players, whatever. And again, it's not a knock, but they're there for a short amount of time. They tend to kind of stay with the media relations person that's there with them. They're chatting, almost you might see them looking at their watch and stuff. I don't know, maybe I'm making too much of a big deal out of it, but when he walked over to those fans outside of the court and just started talking to them like you and I would be talking about, you know, restaurant recommendations, then he retweets that and says, keep them coming. And then you look at the comments, and that's when I got the goosebumps, because it felt like New Orleans. People like, dude, you got to go here for chicken. What are you talking about? It's over here for that. And it was just a organic and natural conversation that came of it. But again, it's something like that really stood out to me. But you've been a part of those functions. Is that different, or am I making a big deal out of it?
That's a little different. I mean, in terms of the Pelicans, I know everyone wants to compare it to Anthony Davis. He doesn't tweet much. He doesn't really like live his life on social media, like, you know, like a Cam Jordan does. And a lot of these Saints players do, but that was a good start. It just makes him personable. It just makes him part of the culture and part of, you know, this city, by what he did. He walked around and talked to those fans about where he was coaching the kids, playing with the kids on that court. He was just acting like an 18-year-old kid. He was just, it just seems like it's a natural fit, and that's what it looked like. It's just an everyday person. It's like me and you talking on the phone right now, Gus. That's what he made it. Mm-hmm. That's what he did on Saturday. He just wants to be part of the culture, part of the city. He wants to relate to everyone and just wants to be a friendly person, and that's great. That's what you want. You want somebody who's in arm's reach. He's realistic. He's there. He's a real person, and he's acting like a real person.
That's right, WDSU. Okay, he's one element, obviously. If this franchise is going to turn around, win, and eventually get to a championship, it's going to be a lot more than just him. And you're starting to see, I guess, how the construct is taking place here. I was as excited, not about just hearing from him on Friday and seeing him on Saturday, but every time Griffin's speaking right now, I'm like, this is great. Anything and everything you and I have complained about the last several months or years, here's a plan. This is how we're building the team. We're going to be defensive-based. Everybody that we brought here is to be here, not to move further. It's just he's telling us what's going on, what the idea is, and what's the philosophy behind this organization, and it just makes you think they got their stuff together.
Very transparent. I like that. I like someone who will give it to you the way it's supposed to be and how he's straightforward. I like that. And he laid it out. He lays out the plan. You're hearing from the executive. And that's what you want. You want to be able to hear the plan. What are we doing here? Where are we going with this franchise? How are we going to build it? You like that. You know, I think everything he said so far, he's done. It's like there's no beating around the bush. He has done exactly what he said he was going to do. You like that. I like the honesty. Anybody who's honest with me in the fan base, you know, in the city, you know how it is, Gus. People are invested. If you can tell them the truth what the plan is, they're going to buy in, and they're going to be invested for the long haul. And that's what he has done so far. I think he's going to continue doing it.
The other thing, too, Sharif, he said it. It's patience. Be with us. Stay with us. We'll get there. It's just going to take a little time. I also thought it was important, too, because you and I have discussed this. I'm sure you've gone back and forth to social media, too. There's some that go, hey, look, Drew, we love him, but, you know, he could really get us a nice haul or things of that nature. And we've been saying, look, it's the importance that he can bring in that locker room. Griffin, I wouldn't say went out of his way, but made it very apparent on Friday, this was Drew's team yet again. He said it on Thursday, but on Friday he went a little even further in why it was as well. And again, saying he's not the savior of this franchise, things of that nature. I like that. It allows, I think, Zion to just go do what you got to do. We got a leader in this locker room that's going to bring everybody together.
Yeah, me and Jake were talking about this yesterday when we were hanging out. We said, hey, it takes the pressure off of Zion. Just go Zion and go be Zion. It doesn't have to be the savior. Just imagine if, like, he was last first overall by the Knicks or the Lakers. There would have been so much pressure in a big city like that, in a media market, to go save those franchises. So maybe not the Lakers, although I don't know. Maybe a little saving. But, you know, to save those franchises in big markets, the pressure, a lot of workload, it's a lot for a guy like that at 18 years old. To bring him in this city, not much pressure. You don't put a lot of pressure on him with, you know, saying, hey, Drew's team, we want this to be Drew's team. He's the face of this franchise right now. This isn't a savior situation. He is, you know, here to play for the Pelicans. He's going to learn to be a winning basketball player, play some winning basketball. And I like that. You know, that relieves a ton of pressure off the 18-year-old kid. Go out there and ball. Be yourself. And then eventually it'll naturally happen down the road. It'll be his team.
I think one of the other things, too, that makes a lot of sense in it, too, is it when you see over the weekend, Lonzo Ball had a little video out saying, you know, the trade was a good thing. You got Josh Hart over there saying that they're the Beignet boys. You just get this whole sense and feeling of they're excited to sort of be a part of it. And, again, that's where a guy like a Drew Holiday is going to be key. It's going to be important, really, to, I think, the future moving forward. Isn't it, Sharif, to how he brings everybody together?
Yeah. I mean, he is a leader. That's what he does. And I think that, you know, he's not a rah-rah type of person. You know that. He just goes out there and plays. He competes. I don't really know if he's just going to get into people's faces, but he brings people together. And as you said, for Josh Hart, Lonzo, and Ingram, I think they're happy. They couldn't be any happier to be out of the shadows of the Lakers net. And you've seen that, Josh Hart, right when the trade happened. Boom, guy puts on a Pelican shirt, rolling in the Pelican shirt in L.A. You know, Lonzo seems to be happy. Ingram with the emoji whenever that trade happened. I mean, it's stuff like that. And they are buying in. That's how you get New Orleans people to love you, is what Josh Hart is doing exactly right now. He is, like, chatting with New Orleans. He's asking where to go, wearing the Pelican shirt. He's in, and that's what you want. And he brings it all comes together with Drew. Drew gets them together on the court, makes them all gel, and it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to be a nice little run here for the Pelicans for 7-8 years.
Sharif Oshak, Channel 6 Sports. I'll say this. In the year, the review, a massive review coming up right now as the U.S. and Spain tied at one. I don't know if you're watching it, Sharif, but an American player went down. I thought no foul. They ruled foul in the penalty box, which is a penalty kick. VAR is replaying it right now. I don't think she got clipped if you're watching it. But that's what they're reviewing right now. Reviews have been a big thing. It seems like 2019 is all about the review. This is huge. I mean, this is in the World Cup. This would give Alex Morgan, who was getting set to do the replay, the penalty kick, would have maybe given a chance to have the U.S. up 2-1. But right now they're reviewing the call. I didn't see it. I don't know if you're watching it, Sharif. Are you watching it?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm actually not at home. I watched the first half and left. So I'm not in front of any TVs. I knew it was tied at one. I'm a little surprised they're tied at one. I'm surprised U.S. isn't up like 3-1 by now. So, now,
do you like the use of replay the way this? I mean, it's huge, right? I mean, if there's contact, then it's a penalty, and it's a penalty kick, and you can go up 2-1 with not even 20 minutes or so left. And if it's not, it's still tied. It's kind of a big deal.
What a concept. Using replay.
I had to get your take. Hey, before I let you go, man, are you surprised? It's game one of the college baseball championship series. Michigan is taking on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, number one, we kind of expected them to make this deep. Where would you put Michigan even making this series right now?
They're hot, man. It usually goes to the team that, you know, team that usually wins is usually the hottest team. The team that's getting on the roll at the right time. Man, Michigan's scrappy. I mean, they got a great pitcher. I mean, they got, like, some dudes who can lay down bunts. They got guys who can hit for average, hit for power. I mean, that's a good baseball team. Now, do I think that they can beat Vandy? I don't know, man. Vandy, I said, from the beginning of the season, the best team in the country. From day one to this final, like, series here, I always thought they were the best team in the country. I thought that they were going to win the national championship just because of all the pitchers and hitters they had. And I said that whenever the tournament started, that I'd be surprised if Vandy doesn't, you know, win this whole thing because they're that good. And they're deep. Their entire team is deep. There's no, like, flaws in their team.
Well, Sharif, they reviewed it, and they are still giving it to the U.S. So Rapinoe about to kick a penalty kick for the U.S. to try to put them up 2-1. So after a review, still going to get a penalty kick here. I thought they were going to do it now. This is taking forever, by the way. This has been about a 5 to 6 minute review and everything. So, Sharif, we'll see if the U.S. goes up 2-1. Thank you, as always, for your time this afternoon, man. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Sounds good. That's Sharif, WDSU's the way to follow him over on Twitter. Again, just a lot of people impressed so far by what's taking place. All right, there's the whistle, and here's the kick, and it's good. Bottom left into the net. Rapinoe with our second goal of the game, and the U.S. are now up 2-1. No doubts. Add a little controversy to it. Coming off of a penalty kick, 75th minute, U.S. now up 2-1. Again, this is a knockout round. Winner moves on, loser goes home. Kind of a big moment there as the penalty kick, she chose to go bottom left and just snuck it in there. Coach is texting me left and right. That is for sure. Don't forget, on Wednesday, big announcement right here on ESPN New Orleans. You may want to be with us when we start the show at noon. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
2-1, USA up on Spain, a penalty kick. I think Rapino knocking it in bottom left in the back of the net and got it in. So it's 2-1, 79th minute. Of course, they play... Jordan, let's test you. How many minutes?
90.
All right, good job.
Come on, Gus.
I'm just double checking.
I might not watch soccer that much, but you know, I know how long.
Well, I'm double checking. All right, so we played a good portion of the press conference again on Friday, and again, kind of want to just wrap that up so you can continue to do this. Get your opinions, 800-998-1003. In case you missed it, it was supposed to be at 3. Wind up starting Jordan? Like 4:30, 4:45? It was almost in a 5 o'clock hour, actually. It wound up coming to a conclusion and everything. Just before I continue to play, and we'll have some bites throughout the show to kind of do, because I thought I learned a lot listening to David Griffin there and everything. But this was your first chance. You saw Zion. What was it, a powder blue? I mean, what is that, Duke blue? It wasn't Duke blue.
It wasn't Duke blue.
Like baby bluish.
It was a nice...
I saw one guy go, dude, that's UNC colors. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not UNC colors.
It's a nice suit. I love the picture he posted on his Instagram. And you can see a signed Drew Brees jersey in his hotel suite in the back. A lot of people speculating if that was a gift from old number 9. But your impressions from being there.
I was kind of just starstruck.
That's interesting. I want to stop you right there because that's the point with this. It was immediate, right? I mean, you felt starstruck.
I was constantly looking over my left shoulder waiting for him to enter the practice facility for him to walk on the stage. So, yeah, when he finally walked in, he went over to Jahlil Okafor, my boy, and he gave him a big, you know, he dapped him up. And I just kept, like, looking at him for, I don't know, like 5 minutes. Just staring at him. I know that sounds a little weird, but
no,
I mean,
but that's the point.
Just seeing
the
size of him.
Right. Well, that's why I want your opinion.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this kid, we've seen him, and there is hype. There's a ton of hype. But at the same time, you know, that's what sets apart what's so different. I mean, again, the guy's approaching, what is he at, 3 million Instagram followers? He was approaching three.
He's probably, he's probably almost at four.
Okay, that's incredible. He had 2 going into Duke. I mean, that's insane.
I'll look it up now.
But I, that's my whole point, though, is that you immediately got that sense and feel. And Jordan, we've been part of press conferences. We've been part of, you know, meeting new players and things of that nature. 3.6 million. So, I mean, it's hard to get starstruck when you cover sports a lot, but you get that sense and feeling this is different. And that's what I mean. There was 2 things that struck me over the weekend. A, he is that. You're going to finally see, like, people can't wait to go to the games to see him. And then you see him Saturday at the court dedication, and it's people just flocking to the event, unable to get in, or for whatever the reason, they were just outside the fence, but they want, I mean, they had their phones in their hands. They want to just take a picture and just kind of be there. So from one aspect, he's bringing people that maybe won't pay attention or haven't just to see what this is all about. Does that make sense? Just, he's going to get the excitement level up. Comma. Then there's a whole other element, the basketball side. The end of the day, it's about basketball. At the end of the day, they got to win. You know? I said Friday, it's not if, but when. I honestly believe that at some point, a championship's coming to New Orleans. He's going to be a big part of that. But the main reason I feel that way is because of David Griffin. When you hear him speak, he's laying it out for you. What have I always said, Jordan? What have we, on this show, half the show has been talking about what's my plan, what's my philosophy, what's my identity, what are you trying to build, go after and do it. And I've always said, you tell the fans, this is what we're doing, it's 3 to 4 years, like, give me a plan, give me an outline, even if it's not a timetable. Let me know what's going on, people will be on board. And while he described in detail what they're going to do, and you'll hear it here when they play it here in a bit, he also does say it's patience. It's going to take time. Even Zion says, like, I haven't dribbled yet. We haven't played a game yet.
He hasn't even talked to Drew Holiday or most of his teammates. I think the only guy he's talked to was Frank Jackson.
Yeah. But that's my point, is that it's going to take some time, but there's a sense of an excitement already to it that people are getting, they want to get to it, you know? And again, you see it on the Instagram post as, was that the 5th Spain player? Everyone's taking dives right now for Spain, trying to get possessions and penalties with about 7 minutes. And now there's a yellow card being handed out to a Spanish player as, things are getting testy, as time is winding down. Again, the knockout stage. I think that's what stood out to me. What else stood out to you on Friday?
Just David Griffin's, you know, whole mindset on what he has planned for Zion, what he has planned for the organization, and just the vision that the whole staff over there has of being a family, and just, you know, taking all of that weight that Zion has on his shoulders, even though he's a very strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can't carry all the expectations that people have been putting on his back. So I think to take some of that off of a 18-year-old, 19 next month, I think that helps a lot in the progression of making him the player that everybody is hyping him up to be.
I'm not even going to lie to you as we go to break here. We'll come back and we'll finish the sound from the press conference. I think the thing that I love the most, you know what had to happen. So Zion obviously took pictures in the uniform. It was the first time we got to see Friday him snap some pictures.
Of Anthony Dim.
So, in one of the pictures, he's holding his little brother, right?
Correct.
Who's holding the basketball. And it took all of about 13 seconds. There was no way he even took a half a minute before somebody photoshopped Anthony Davis's face into his little brother's face. And it was a picture of Zion holding baby Anthony. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? The field that might have been my favorite thing.
I think it was like
3
minutes.
I mean, I saved it. It might be my gallery. I'm just going to throw it out there. I saved it. I saved the picture. Come on, you had to love it, right?
It was funny. I also saw, like, a few minutes after, I saw Drew Brees doing a jelly layup on a basketball court.
Like I said, I don't know when the regular season schedule's coming out. I know in April, the NFL, we can probably Google it and find it here. It's coming soon. I think it's after free agency starts. But there's no way TNT or ESPN will not have Lakers at Pels game one, right?
I don't know if I want it game one.
You don't want it game one?
I don't want it game one.
You don't think game one?
No, because I want...
You want the first game?
I want the Pelicans to kind of get into the groove.
Okay, well, let me ask
get,
you this.
You know,
let me
get
ask
their
you this.
Team chemistry up.
Because this is a very serious conversation. I mean, this is, and we'll go to break and we'll get your opinions on this, right? Think about it. Do you think that game one should be more about the Pels? Because if you bring in the Lakers into that game, it's Ingram,
you're bringing up the whole story.
It's everything.
The debacle that happened at the trade deadline.
Or do you want it to be about Zion's debut? If you're the league. If I'm the league and I want ratings, it's the Lakers.
I think you could get more later in the season because then you could hype it up.
I'm going to play four times.
No, I think you could hype it up more if you play later. Then if Zion
you think
does
the first
well.
Meeting's Christmas Day. It's going to be a Christmas game.
Oh, 100%.
Lakers Pels will play on Christmas Day. There is no doubt about it. Is it there or here? And what do you want to be game one? We'll take your phone calls and your thoughts. Do you think game one should be more about Zion's debut? Or do you just say just sort of like Saints and Falcons?
I mean, I could
have at it.
I could see
game
I
one.
Could see them doing your option do game one because you know how their ratings are a little low because it's during football season also. So
game one at the Smoothie King Center. Now I do think it should be at home. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better. Live healthy. Be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You know, I get it. Big announcement on Wednesday, high noon. You might want to tune in. Must listen to radio, I like to call it. But I understand you're excited about the big announcement. But And I said, go ahead and tweet. Hey, you might want to make sure Wednesday at noon you tune in. Big announcement. So you asked me to review the tweet, and I did. This one thing that stood out. Joey, see if you can get what stands out, all right? This is the tweet that we were about to send out.
Here. No, we're not going to read reading the tweet anymore.
Show me the – here we go.
It's a draft.
Make sure you listen to the Sports Hangover Wednesday, 12 to 3, with host Gus Kattengill and Jordan Kleber to hear the big news that at ESPN Radio NOLA has in store. It's remarkable. I didn't know that. Apparently, he's now the co-host. He threw himself in there, but
I thought that was just a given.
Again, if you're gonna put everybody on the show, that's fine. I'm not opposed to that.
I don't know. Does Joey have a Twitter?
Well, wouldn't you know that as the producer of the show?
I probably should know that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just saying, Joey. I mean, he made himself a co-host officially on the show, but he didn't even include you. No Joey. Incredible. It's incredible. Have at it, I guess, there.
All right, I guess I'm pressing enter.
Wow. Just, anybody else want to be involved in the tweet as well?
How about the whole city of New Orleans? See if I could,
raise
the
Twitter count. I'm just having a little fun with you.
I don't think you are, though.
2-1, USA. Up on Spain in extra time, 7 minutes of extra time. So in the 93rd minute, U.S. going up 2-1 thanks to a penalty kick by Megan Rapinoe as, I don't think it was Alex Morgan. Somebody got taken down in the penalty box. I was trying to pay attention while I was yapping. But Spain now doing the all-out push and rush, just sending shots towards the American goal here. See if the U.S. can hold on the win. Bottom of next hour. Head coach Kenny Farrell is going to make his way down here. We'll have him in studio. We'll talk about this. The men winning over the weekend as well. 4-0 in the Gold Cup. So we'll get to touch on all of that and more. We've been playing some of the sound from Friday's press conference. I want to do it so you can kind of get the sense and feel as well. A lot of times, whether it's television, whether it's radio, you hear sound bites, so you don't hear the question leading in. Maybe a lot of the laughter before, after, or awkward silence at times. You could always tell, right? How kind of the sense and feel of a press conference goes. I don't very rarely play something in its entirety unless I feel it's a good way to give you the sense of what that event was sort of like. So when we last left off before Sharif, Zion was just sort of just talking about, hey, being here the last 24 hours, and it picks up.
Go right ahead, Fletch.
Thank you. Fletcher Mackel, WDSU-TV here in New Orleans. Last night you joked with us and you said you're just an 18-year-old kid who gets a lot of attention. But do you embrace the fact when people say you're mature beyond your years or wise beyond your years? Are you wise beyond your years?
I don't know if I can say that, but I try to be, because I look at it from a realistic point of view. I am 18, and I do have a lot to learn.
Good answer. Very good answer. Any others? Go right ahead.
Paul Warren from Cox Sports Television. This is for Zion and Alvin. Last night David told us about the instant connection that you guys seem to have. Can you kind of go into depth about that and how well you guys hit it off almost immediately?
Well, you start that. Well, first of all, we're both Southern guys, Secondly, I think he's got a great basketball mind, but he also appreciates the history of the game. So it's really funny. We talked about really players from the 70s, even when I was in high school and taking visits to college. He knew some of the guys that I was talking about, and that came from, Lee, I'm sure. We talked about that. But, he's an easy guy to talk to. He's an easy guy to discuss things with. I think he's going to be a joy to coach, really. He plays extremely hard. He's all about the team. So when they say he's a coach's player, the way we related, I think it's easy to see how that can be. And I'm going to let him shoot a lot. He knows that, too.
Okay. Pretty much the same thing. I think he just saw, I think we connected because he just saw that I just wanted to play basketball. Like, the media and stuff wasn't on my mind. He just, you know, I was an 18-year-old that wanted to get on the court and hoop.
In the back.
Andrew Clay, KTC in Lafayette. Zion, who was the first new teammate that contacted you since last night, and what was his message to you?
Frank Jackson was the first person. and his message was, welcome to the family, pretty much. I don't want to say the rest because, you know, it's that's brotherhood material. So.
Zion, Ron Snyder, News 15 in Lafayette. How much does it excite you, just the number of young guys coming to this team at once and just being able to be a young family that can try to maybe win the summer league?
It's very exciting because, you know, we're all young, and I can learn a lot from them. They're close to my age, obviously. And I think we're all just hungry to win. Like, I think we just want to do whatever we can to help the team succeed.
Zion, Seth Dunlap, WWL. It sounds like you're a student of the game a little bit. Any players you've looked up to, modeled your game after?
I've looked up to Michael Jordan because not only was he an assassin on offense, he was an assassin on defense, and I try to model my game from just a lot of people. Like, if I like something from someone's game, I'll try to take it and just add it to mine.
Going to play the rest of that coming up at the top of next hour. Just a few more minutes on that, about five more minutes more. But I think one of the things that I enjoyed, too, hearing when you hear him say he modeled it after Michael, it's the reason why, right? He was an assassin on the court, on offense, and on defense. That's what I think I really dig. Because, again, David Griffin sat there on Friday and told us it's going to be a defense-based team. We're going to play a little bit more about that coming up as it is over in the books. Jordan, the intern, count it. Another win. The U.S. move on. And Spain's run in the Women's World Cup comes to an end. 2-1 is your final. Again, we'll have a full recap on this coming up bottom of next hour. Coach Kenny Farrell is going to make his way down here. We'll talk about that and the Men's Gold Cup win on Saturday. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play a game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.